Episode 80 of the Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Faye J's generous donation of a Minecraft gift code. At Faye's request, this episode will not be sponsored by potty poop, pee pee, vomit, expectorant, or any other bodily function or byproduct, including, much to John Steinklobber's dismay, farts. If you would like future episodes to be similarly poop-free, then donate to the Help Us Get Minecraft Fund today. It's time for the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, Episode 80.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Oh, man, I had that one perfect.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of something or other that's supposed to be funny to flavor your day. I'm your host, Daniel J. Lewis, also known as the Ramen Noodle. Joining me in studio is the illustrious Jeremy Laughlin.
Hi. Did you just...
Yes.
Did you really just alter the tagline of the show?
I appended it. It had a little footnote to it.
Something. You just... All right. He's not really sure what it is we do here.
No.
Thank you for joining us back, everyone.
Yes. This is... Well, I told you what this is.
Yeah, you did.
If you are not subscribed to this episode, then I would love it if you would subscribe. Go to cleancomedypodcast.com. Click the gigantic subscribe button. That throws you over to iTunes, where you can write a review for us. Give us a nice 5-star review. And we're going to be using those reviews for something coming up. I've got a surprise segment later on.
We're going to print them out and burn them.
In front of your mom. This is what your son said. But we're going to show them to your mom before we burn them.
Gosh, I'm not sure what kind of a threat that is, but... And why are we threatening our listeners anyway?
Because we love them.
That's right.
We threaten, we scare because we care.
And, all right.
And we are the only ones on the microphones, but also we have a live audience today of a friend of ours named Dan, who is not wanting to be behind a microphone, even though he is, but his microphone is far away and turned off at the moment.
He can't get any closer to it either.
If he wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah. But what I said at the beginning is absolutely true. Thanks to Faye's generosity of giving us a Minecraft gift code. One so far. We want a total of three so that...
So we're going to keep asking her. Hey, anytime you want to send those other licenses, that'd be great.
We will podcast completely about you-know-what if you don't know. But
the sewage cast.
In the correspondence with her... Well, I'd seen... What was it? I posted on Twitter... Or on Facebook, saying that I was looking for anyone who is interested in giving us a Minecraft gift code or sponsoring the podcast partially from this, because I'd like to get one for my wife, Jenny, and for you, Jeremy, as well, so that we could all play together. And Minecraft is really fun and addicting, and I haven't gotten much work done. But
including part of our show prep time.
No, I've got that. And in... And just out of the blue, then she emails me this code that's a gift code for Minecraft. And I am extremely grateful for it. And I said, is there anything we can do? Anything like, would you like a Spotify invite? You want me to bump up your influence on clout or anything like that?
Ooh, bribes.
And she said, just make an episode of the Ramen Noodle free of bodily functions.
I find it very sad that that was her request, like that it even had to occur to her.
Yeah.
That's been my request for a long time.
So stuff like speaking and breathing, we cannot talk about today.
Right.
Yes.
Are we even allowed to speak? Have we already broken our promise?
We did. We broke our vow of silence. Speaking of breaking our vow of silence.
We have one of those?
Oh, yeah. Except we never take it. It's kind of like the vow.
Oh, we did that part.
Yeah, the vow that like you never take or something like that. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week. I've had a bunch of funny things happen.
Have you?
Yes.
How many is a bunch?
Like five or so. I may edit this down while I'm doing this, but I have five things on my list to share.
That's one for every finger on one hand.
For most people.
Aw.
I am now self-employed, but I still get email from the company I used to work for because I actually do contract work back for them. And I saw this email come in from them. And this was sent to the entire staff. Now, the place where I used to work has a lake on the property. And they have a problem that, let me just read this. This came out in an official government email. Or not government. It says...
Management?
We have tried everything to keep the ducks off of the dock, including building a wall out of the tables in the evenings, but we still can't keep them from roosting there at night. If you would like some ducks for friends or dinner, you are welcome to them.
Oh, my.
You want a duck? Hey, how do you sell a duck to a blind person?
Oh, do I want to know the answer to this?
You
want to
buy a duck? Yeah.
I've never understood that.
It's a joke on things. But do you remember the first time I think it was the first time you'd heard that joke?
Yes, I do remember this. This is what I'm thinking of.
It was during a lunchtime with one of our friends, and we're at this area, also interestingly by a lake. Mm-hmm. And there was this drunk couple that was there fishing at this lake that I don't think had any fish in it.
Or any friends, as I thought you were going to say.
Fishing for friends. And we're eating lunch at a nearby picnic table. And one of our mutual friends tells that joke. And so he yells out, "You want to buy a duck?" And this drunk lady, who's been smoking way too many cigarettes and drinking way too many beers, yells back, "Yeah, how much you want for him?" It's like, awkward. Never mind, drunk lady. It's okay.
Oh.
Moving on to something else, and then I'll let you take your turn. Or do you have a bunch of funny things?
I have two.
Okay, why don't you go next then?
Well, I would like to take an excerpt from one of your wife's posts on Facebook and read it out of context right now.
Oh, those are fun.
I don't know exactly how short the days are, so I keep getting caught in the dark, and I had a problem with getting lost a lot. Apparently, this happened to her this week.
Yep.
That was in the middle of a post about what she thought initially about Minecraft, but I thought it stands on its own quite well.
Yeah, we've been playing Minecraft. She didn't like it at first, but now she likes it again. So, like, she's constantly... And we share accounts right now, so we can't play at the same time.
You are the same person.
Yes. We are one and the same. She's said a couple other funny things, scary, though, out of context related to Minecraft. But I can't remember any of them at the moment.
Well, yeah, fat lot of laughing, sorry, good that is.
You have to follow her on Twitter maybe to see some of this stuff. It's twitter.com/Jenny's Nook, JenysNook. N-O-O-K on Twitter.
As you search mentally for your place in the name.
Yes. Well, whenever I say J-E, I feel like going L-L-O.
I know. I was just thinking it needs a jingle.
There's so many things like that where someone starts saying something and my brain just completes it with something I'm very familiar with or I've seen a lot.
Yep.
We also had an incident recently happen at our home. I was downstairs. Yes.
No
the incident,
way.
The incident of 2011. I was downstairs working and my wife is upstairs cooking stuff and she's cooking with oil. And I hear this scream come from upstairs. So I run upstairs and I'm expecting something to be on fire up there, like, because I know she's cooking with oil and I can smell it partially down here. So I'm expecting there to be a fire and she screams. So I run upstairs and discover it was just that she was really enthusiastic and she said, "I'm frying chicken." She was really excited to be frying chicken. But there's a reason for that, is that she's a Southern girl. And this was the first time she'd fried chicken. And down in the South, they are really mean to brides-to-be. And they say stuff like, "Well, do you know how to fry chicken and make muffin or biscuits?" And I'm not a Southern person, if you can tell by my accent. And so,
or anytime he tries to use a Southern accent.
Yes. Well, the other time I...
No, that wasn't an invitation.
So... She hadn't fried chicken before, but I'm not like one of these people that requires that she know how to fry chicken or make muffins or biscuits. I mean, she makes great muffins.
"Before we are to be married, you will sign this contract stating that you know how to prepare all the items on the following menu.
You will fry at least 3 chicken a week and make at least 3 biscuit a week."
Oh, that's oddly stated and odd in quantity as well.
But nothing was on fire, but it was really good chicken. And you got to have some of it tonight, too. Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Yeah, watch out, Chick-fil-A. My wife's in town. Actually, I don't think we've ever bought anything from Chick-fil-A as often as we eat there. Actually, we have. We've bought something like once.
You just steal it?
Yeah. They give us these text messages, tell us, like, "Meet in a dark alley at the end of the Chick-fil-A line.
That's really
there
creepy.
You will find free chicken.
There you will find free chicken." And you sound like you've been playing Minecraft.
Says the man who only saw it tonight for the first time.
I know.
If you want to sponsor Jeremy's Getting Minecraft, then send us money. Accepting donations of $1 to $5 or a full gift code.
Or other.
Yeah, or other. $50, anything like that. All right, what's your other thing?
My other thing... This week, I had an epic clean comedy fail.
Oh.
It was unintentional.
Wait. Does this fit in okay with our sponsor's wishes for this episode?
It does.
Okay.
And I will even let you keep the clean tag on this podcast. I will not be able to fully explain the incident, but you'll get the idea.
Okay.
As you may know, if you've been listening for a while, we sometimes make clean your mom jokes. And by sometimes, I mean constantly. Inspired by our good friend, Eric J. Fisher.
Not like, "Go grab a squeegee and clean your mom because she's dirty" jokes. But
shut up. Can I say shut up on a clean comedy podcast?
I don't know. It was a bad word when I was a kid.
Times have changed.
Mom, my sister said shut up.
Besides, we don't...
Wash your mouth out with soap.
We what?
Yeah, wash it out yourself. We were homeschooled, so we learned how to, we had to wash our mouths out ourselves.
Nice.
Okay, anyway, so you're cleaning your mom.
Shut up. I said it again. That's just, stop saying that. That's nasty.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah. I make those jokes and I don't make them. I make them nonsensical, not dirty. Well, I was at work. I was talking to someone else about something. As I was walking away, I walked past one of my coworkers. He asked me a question, and I replied, "Your mom." And then suddenly came to a halt as I realized that that answer to the question he asked was wildly inappropriate. I don't know what shade of red I turned, but I was so embarrassed. I had to explain to him that I do that, but I don't do it like that. I don't make nasty jokes. And then I kind of had to go in the cooler and regain my composure for a moment.
Like in the cooler meaning prison?
Yep.
You went to prison for telling your mom joke? No, it's a giant refrigerator.
Oh. Wow. It was pretty. He thought it was hilarious, thankfully. I didn't. I mean, I thought the moment was hilarious, but I was also mortified. So I may have to rethink that line of attempts at clean comedy, because sometimes you slip and fall in the mud.
And hopefully it's actually mud, but we won't talk about that because of our sponsor, Faye, for giving us a Minecraft gift code.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Clean comedy fail.
Oh, you can tell me afterward what he said.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Shut up. I'm just going to...
Wait, what?
The ramen noodle does not necessarily endorse the saying of shut up, but it is being said in this podcast a lot tonight. For good reason.
Now, I recently went on a trip with my wife. We went to a special gathering with some friends and some stuff. So it was a several hour long trip, which means, naturally, rest stops along the way. And don't worry. And Jenny was asleep, and we had someone else riding in the car with us, too. And I was looking for a rest stop, and I saw the sign that said rest stop ahead. Next rest stop was something like 49 miles or 9 miles or something. And we were on a toll road, so I didn't want to actually take an exit to a gas station. But I saw this rest stop coming up, so I get off at the rest stop, and it's supposed to be a travel center sort of area, but it was like a ghost town rest stop. Actually, there weren't any buildings at all. There was just this tiny, like barely bigger than a portalette building there in this gigantic parking lot sort of area.
Wow.
That this little building said, "We're sorry, rest area closed."
And by closed, we mean gone.
Rest area left. No, really, it did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Carmen Sandiego stole it.
Where in the world is she?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Whoa. I didn't know you could sing that low. Barry White, or whoever it is, might... I don't know who Barry White is. Never mind.
The sort of clean comedy podcast. Just like them, because we offer packets of something.
But speaking of packets of something...
Click, click.
Yeah, we have some special things to share with you, and some of it has come in from our listeners. It's time for Noodles in the News. Live from Cincinnati.
And Noodle Town.
This comes in from who sent this in?
Some reporter you are.
I'll go with this story first. Remember a while back we talked about the latest craze of planking?
Yes.
There's actually an app for that.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. And this
what,
is actually,
the level?
This is actually quite old. This comes from...
No, who else is quite old?
DroidGamers.com, and this is an old news story that I've had for a while saved up. This is, it says, so you want to do a little planking, but don't feel like getting run over by a car? It's an Android game that lets you plank around town. And this is where, this has nothing to do with Minecraft, okay? You're not converting wood into wood planks. This is lying on the ground flat, like a board, like a plank. And there's now a game for that.
Yes.
Yeah. It says,
I don't understand.
It says, now the post actually has some foul language, so I just caught that now. But
read it all.
Yeah.
And use my sound effect over the bad words.
Read it all. Get Jumbo Fork.
Wow.
There you can have three expert plankers to choose from, an entire downtown district to plank around in, complete with secret and hard-to-reach locations, riveting, officially endorsed extreme planking scoring and combo system. Come on, you're lying flat on the ground. How do you get points for that?
That's lame. I think planking that's not dangerous is fun, and I've never done it, but I want to. There's no need to endanger yourself or others.
But they do have an intuitive plankomatic control scheme. TM.
What?
Patent pending.
So, what? You're controlling a character who's planking in a virtual city?
Yes.
That's...
in two dimensions.
That's really strange.
And you can plank on top of people.
Oh, jeez.
You can plank your mom. Actually, they have a picture here of someone planking someone's grandmother. And, like, just lying flat, balanced on top of them somehow.
Yeah.
Related to that, though, is that our friend Justin Lowmaster, Chivalry Bean, sent us a story that he said...
Space Turtle!
Yep. The little kid who plays with his spacecrafts. He sent us this story. He said, this is safer than planking. Maybe. This comes from alabi.com. I'll have a link in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/48. It says, cannonballs of class. Leisure diving, the latest pointless activity, making a big splash. There's some oft-repeated saying I used to hear in art classes about how all the good ideas have already been taken. Apparently, I'm not the only one who thinks this is a bunch of stuff. And the people are taking to the streets. But while they may be disproving the establishment, the results aren't exactly Kafkaesque.
What?
Somewhere.
I don't think you should try to read that if you don't know what the word is.
Take, for example, the trend of leisure diving.
Aww.
Following in the wake, no pun intended, of planking and parkour, hardcore parkour, this activity proves that people are susceptible to doing really dumb stuff in order to get their pictures on the interwebs.
Oh, yeah.
But what is leisure diving, you ask?
I do ask that.
According to leisuredive.com, oh my goodness, man. There's actually a site for it. It's a jump into a body of water, or at least something soft, striking a leisure pose in midair. Ideally, a photographer captures the moment when the diver has reached peak height above water.
That's
when
not
his
new.
Or her hips are parallel to the waterline. So it's kind of like limited time planking in midair.
Limited time planking in midair. Well, that would be the same as if you just planked off a cliff.
Oh, go plank off a cliff.
By the way, that word you were searching for, it's definitely alibi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that does make sense.
Alibi.
It's no parkour, which, by the way, parkour, cool. Planking, dumb. This is...
Huh? Planking is like freezing up mid-parkour.
<It is. laughs> And this is like both of them combined with water underneath.
Leisure diving is like taking something stupid people have done as long as there have been diving boards and giving it a name on a website and a news story.
Visit
leisuredive.com.
Leisuredive.com, our newest sponsor. It's no parkour, but I'll admit it takes the cake over planking. At least this thing involves elements like timing and physical exertion. So what's the next mindless human trend gonna be? I don't know, but I'm starting to side with my art professor. Eventually, the reservoir will run dry. I think it's already run dry.
Whoever wrote this article is a little bitter toward life.
You can check out in the show notes. I have a link to this story. And there are pictures of people in tuxedos jumping into a pool and all very casual looking. And they look like they're just hanging out,
no,
lying on the ground or something.
Well,
except they're about to fall into a pool.
Most of them look like they're about to fall in a pool.
Ooh, hey. You could do extreme leisure diving is strike this pose over a pool of lava. As long as you carry a bucket of water with you, then you can douse yourself with a bucket of water and you'll be okay. At least that's how it works in Minecraft.
I would like the new trend to be for people to be eating ramen noodles while planking on a diving board in a leisure pose. That looks fake.
I think it's real.
I think...
Well, you can check out these pictures for yourself and let us know whether you think it's real or fake.
Or stupid.
Oh, I think...
Or some combination of the above.
I think everyone thinks it's stupid. Did you hear... I don't have a link for this at the moment. I forgot to grab a link for this, but did you hear about this court case in Florida where a guy is suing cereal?
So, he's a cereal sewer?
Like the cereal donut eater last week?
I did not hear about this.
This is... An Irish person who is suing, I think it's Kellogg's.
Irish? Shouldn't you just beat the thing up?
Lack of the Irish. Who's suing Lucky Charms, or the makers of Lucky Charms, in Florida, because he says that Lucky Charms are a terrible misrepresentation of the Irish people.
And leprechauns.
I had no idea that they were trying to represent the Irish people with Lucky Charms.
I didn't know that either.
Like, come on, that's not what a real leprechaun looks like.
I meet an Irish person every time. I just think of Lucky Charms and I think, why are you not soft and sugary? And colorful.
He's been planking too much.
And that's sold why. In a box.
Hey, get Lucky Charms and throw them into a bowl of milk and take pictures as they're striking casual positions, falling into the bowl of milk.
Yes. I was talking to an Irishman one day, and I said, so do you guys really eat Lucky Charms every day for breakfast? Doesn't that get a little old? I know it's a traditional Irish food because it represents the Irish people.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm dripping with sarcasm right now.
But why? I mean, that's like tigers suing cornflakes, saying that the tiger does not properly represent the species.
Well, or the animal kingdom.
The tigers have a better case than this guy has. Unless this guy, maybe he is a self-professing leprechaun. That whole dinosaur suit thing and the Easter Bunny costume thing didn't work out so well, so now he's a leprechaun. With the luckle of the Irish
behind him.
And that is a terrible Irish accent.
Winnie in the chat room says, this enforces a European's idea that Americans just sue everybody. Winnie, that's true. that's one of the few... European stereotypes of Americans that may actually be true.
Yeah, and the fact that we're arrogant and proud of it.
Speak for yourself. And I don't sue people, so I guess it's not true of all Americans. But we do let a lot of frivolous lawsuits go through, which, you know, maybe I should sue you for something. What could I sue you for? I could sue you every time you tell a bad joke.
I had a feeling it was going
And you
that
could
direction.
Sue me for the same, and... I don't know what that would do to our, you know, lives. But
I could sue you every time you don't laugh at a joke. I tell.
I'm just going to laugh a lot from now on. And even if you're not telling jokes, just in case.
Uh-huh. So if you find stuff that's in the news, or if you, by the way, if you want the links to these things, they will be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/80. Did I say 48 earlier?
I don't know.
I think I did.
You just rattle off numbers and I don't even pay attention.
I think I said 48 earlier.
Nice.
It's really episode 80. I recorded the Audacity to Podcast episode 48 today. And a interview with Get It Done Guy, by the way.
Oh,
really
nice.
Fun. Check it out. Very nice. Theaudacitytopodcast.com/48.
Was it at all funny?
Yes, actually.
I would imagine it would have been.
There were some confessions, too.
Uh-oh. That sounds scary.
Confessions of a productivity addict. I'm addicted to being productive. Help. But the other story that someone sent me is not loading, so never mind that. We'll skip that. If you find funny stuff that you want to share with us, like funny videos, funny songs, funny news stories, anything like that, send it to feedback@noodle.mx or call into 859-353-4332 and you can have your 3 minutes or so of fame. 859-353-4332.
Or fame.
Yeah. That concludes our Noodles in the News. But you know what? I have something else to share. The Weekly Noodleism.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
We've been ignoring our noodleisms for a little while, and one that I want to mention to you is backseat driver. You've heard this phrase?
Yes.
Okay, what does it mean?
Well, it usually means somebody's bossy and telling the driver what to do. But I suspect you've got another explanation, Daniel.
Here is what I suggest that you think about whenever someone uses the phrase backseat driver. Well, when I was growing up, B-U-T-T was a bad word. Along with...
You are skating on thin ice with Faye right now.
So, instead of saying butt, we would say seat. So you're sitting on your seat.
Please proceed carefully.
But I won't go there. What I want you to think about with this is imagine the back seat of a caravan. And the caravans, have this big, long, wide back seat. And when you think about a backseat driver, that is the true back seat of a caravan. So I want you to imagine, because like there are the little seats in the middle, and then there's a seat in the very far back.
Yeah.
So I want you to imagine taking that seat, putting wheels on it, and letting those people who insist on being backseat drivers drive with that back seat. After all, there is an eject button in most cars.
Right.
That if you press the right sequence of buttons on the car, I think that's what it should do, is it just ejects that back seat. Kind of like the Batman movie where he's got the tumbler and then he presses a button and it shoots out and he's got this like motorcycle with these freakishly huge wheels.
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
That's what this could be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would it have racing stripes?
That's optional. Yeah, optional upgrade.
Would it get its own steering wheel?
No.
No. So they would actually be backseat drivers with no way to drive.
But it would be a great solution for people to be able to solve the problem of backseat drivers.
Can't you just see the back door of one of those vans just lifting up? Backseat pops out.
Out goes grandma. Goes out.
And it just drives away. Of course, I'm picturing a deserted country road, because if there were heavy traffic, that could be an entirely different scene.
But this has been done at great expense before in a very fancy way. Allah, whatever that means, not the God, but like a la mode. Knight Rider. yeah. Kit was a backseat driver. And whenever Kit would start saying, "Michael, I think you need to go here," they would kick Kit out the back of the truck while they're driving on a busy interstate.
That is starting to not make sense anymore, even as much as it did.
Didn't you watch Knight Rider, like the good one, the
old one? I saw some episodes when I was young. I cannot imagine this entity being kicked out the back of a caravan, but it's very difficult because that was a car, not a person that sits on a back seat.
Bummer. Well, if you have other thoughts of how backseat driver could be used or what it should really mean, like driving from the backseat or something else.
Kicking in the backseat.
Yeah. Kicking, driving in the backseat. And send your thoughts to feedback@noodle.mx or leave a comment on the show notes. cleancomedypodcast.com/80.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
I got a message. Remember last week we talked about the story of the guy robbing or stealing the minivan and looking for pocket change?
Yes, you're leaving out the bit about the kids.
Yeah, the kids in the backseat and the dog. And the thing that I said was that who in their right mind would steal a minivan? Because a minivan is not going to have a lot of pocket change. It's going to have Cheerios. And I got a comment from someone, and I can't find who that is at the moment. I think I'm trying to find where it was on the internet that someone said that. I think it was like broken down on
you
the
You go look at every
internet.
Page on the web, yes. Find it, and yes. Get back to us.
I will get on Google and check for you on that. But it was on Facebook. Someone said that their wife heard that. And she said, "I would be offended by that if it wasn't true."
Huh? I'm so lost.
A mother confessed that, yes, her car does not have money. It has Cheerios.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you remember a story a little while back about...
Yes!
You do?
I do. I remember lots of stories a little while back and lots of stories a long while back and lots of stories that have not yet come to pass.
Yeah.
Okay, not that last part.
So after a long, laborious search, I found what it was that someone had sent to us. This came from Robert from It's Just Us Cast, who, dude, what's up? Like, he hasn't come on our show. He keeps putting it off and putting it off. He scheduled a meeting 2 years ago for, like, this Monday night or something so that he could avoid being in the podcast. But remember back in episode 76...
Or 48.
No, it was 76. I know it was 76.
Okay.
Fancomedypodcast.com/76. We had a story in there about McDonald's replacing their fries with apples and Happy Meals. Remember that?
I thought we just talked about that about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
That story. And
the 76. It was like four episodes ago.
Oh, yeah. The reason they were doing that is because of the health benefits that they wanted to replace the super unhealthy fries with supposedly super healthy apple.
Now with extra healthy.
Robert from It's Just Us Cast shared with us some more details about that thing. And what he said is that there's more to the story, though. Okay. They put the apples in because of health benefits, but you know what they did to the apples?
Deep fried them?
Yes. No.
Spritzed them with trans fats.
They peeled them. So there's no peel.
Nuh-uh.
Yes. There's no
Since
peel.
When? Since when? They used to put two slices of red and two slices of green.
Well.
Kind of creepily precise.
Maybe they peel them now. But they also
make
include...
them more appealing. Bad. So bad.
Why do you
let me talk?
They also include now caramel dip with the apples.
Nice. That's amazing.
So no longer are kids getting trans fatty acids. They're getting a whole lot more sugar in their Happy Meals. We just put a whole lot more happy into our Happy Meals by adding more sugar.
And by happy, we mean garbage.
We replace the trans fatty acids with sugar, so your children will be a whole lot more interesting after coming here.
A little of that dip might be better for you than fries. As a dessert.
What happens if you dip the trans fatty acidy fries into the sugary caramel dip?
You get both?
A BlendTech blender pops
up. Why does it sound so good? Why do I want to try dipping fries in caramel?
I can see it now. You're going to go to McDonald's now and order a Happy Meal.
No, I want the fries and the dip. Do you understand?
Oh, wait. Toy comes with that, right? Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, great. So if you want to send your funny stuff to us.
Or your French fries and caramel dip.
Yeah, or send us any kind of feedback or anything like that. Send it to feedback@, noodle.mx, or call 859-353-4332. And by the way, we were joking earlier about, like, give us Minecraft gift codes and such, but no, we were kind of joking, but we are serious about that. I would love for Jeremy and Jenny to both have Minecraft licenses so that they could play Minecraft with us all together. And we're hanging out in actually in the Nobody's Listening server.
It's just the big, clean, comedy, happy place.
Yeah.
With the gigantic Nobody's Listening logo towering over all. It's kind of an amazing place.
The people there are so incredibly talented. And if you go over to podcast.nlcast.com, you can listen to Nobody's Listening, which, by the way, fantastic podcast and really funny too. Although the last episode did involve bodily fluids, so I wouldn't recommend it. But I do. But that episode is not sponsored by Faye.
It's not.
No, this one is.
It's not a Faye approved podcast. That's going to be an official rating in iTunes. There's clean, and then there's Faye clean.
WWFA. What would Faye approve? Or WWFS, what would Faye sponsor? Anyway, check them out because they've also got a great podcast. You're probably already listening to their podcast and you just happen to find us.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, that's great. Nobody's ever made that joke before. Yeah, but they've got this incredible server. And here's the thing. Let me explain Minecraft to you because we have someone in our live audience here. Hey, wake up. We've got someone.
Is this going to be a funny explanation?
Yes. Here is what Minecraft is.
Maybe it's better to say what Minecraft isn't.
It isn't all the stuff that we listed at the beginning of this episode. Although they could update something so
animal. Don't talk.
Okay, go
ahead and talk. But
Minecraft is a game with terrible graphics that you can run around and beat on things with all sorts of things. Like, you can beat on your neighbor with a feather. You can knock down a tree with a pork chop. Or you can slice a cow and you get leather from the cow. And there are zombies some zombies walk around and they explode. Others, when you kill them, they for some reason leave a feather. Which makes me start to worry about why there are feathers around
the
house.
There's a rumor that if I'm killed, I'll leave a feather, but no one really has found out yet, thankfully.
And that feather is not subject to gravity.
That's right.
It just floats. And you can build things, like a bucket to carry lava in, and you can just pour lava somewhere and apply the biblical principle of heaping hot coals on someone's head. You can pour lava over someone else's head in Minecraft.
So inside baseball?
I wonder why you're not getting Minecraft.
But it's amazingly addictive because it's really fun to pour lava on people's heads and knock down trees with feathers and stuff. It makes total nonsense from the description, but it's a lot of fun to play.
It makes total nonsense. And how come we can say it makes total sense, but we can't really correctly say it makes total nonsense?
I don't know. But
wait, never mind. I just answered my own question.
Okay. It is a lot of fun. And
I'm not going to share.
Full credit to not only the guys, James and John, over at Nobody's Listening, podcast.nlcast.com, but also some friends of mine in the Tech Podcast Network that I'm a member of with my other podcast, who are starting a Minecraft podcast that like shows how to start in it. And it just got me like hooked. Like, whoa, I got to have this. I got to try this. And
also, they're paying him to say all this.
Oh, maybe. Well, but big thanks to Faye, who gave me a code so I could play. And if anyone else wants to donate some codes, Minecraft gift codes, then we would love you. And we would read whatever fake sponsor, as long as it's clean, that you could come up with, or a little message or something. So you can...
We'd probably do that anyway. But
yeah, you send us a message, we'll read it anyway. Boom! That's what someone said in the chat room. So we do this live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, except we're not going to do it next Monday night.
We're not.
No, that'll be September 5th.
Disgusting.
You know what happens on September 5th?
Labor.
We all take a day off work to celebrate labor.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So, the question is, what kind of labor?
Fireworks.
Fireworks labor.
At least
labor.
In Cincinnati. They fire... 2 months away from Cincinnati is so... So backwards to things that they have fireworks on Labor Day.
Working labor, yeah. Baby labor. There will be women giving birth on that day somewhere in the world. It's really their Labor Day.
Forced zombie labor.
What?
It's a cruel world for zombies these days. They're just misunderstood. So there won't be an episode of any of our podcasts in the Noodle Mix Network next week, but you can still check out the other stuff on noodle.com. MX. Jeremy, do you have anything else to share?
Nope.
Okay. Then bye.
Oh, wait. You used to say good. It was a funny shtick that we had, and now you don't do it anymore, and it makes the whole thing 50% less funny.
Your mom's funny.
Oh.
Actually, she is.
No! I think for the good of your face, I shall choose to take that as a compliment.
Jeremy, where can people follow you on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Good.
Look specifically at twitter.com/Phlegon, PHLEGON.
GONNEGONNE.
What? That's like gone.
Phlegon was his name, Mo.
Gony.
That's what your name would be in like Lord of the Rings. Phlegon.
Phlegon?
Yeah, since Phlegon isn't Middle Earth enough, I guess.
You're not Middle Earth enough.
And you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. /theramennoodle.
with a feather.
And when you do...
We didn't play the sentence game.
You get a fried pork chop. Yeah, well, it's chat room.
Oh, listen to the tone. It's a lost cause chat room.
Oh, wait. Speaking... Well, yeah, we're not going to do that right now.
But, which means it'll be at least 2 weeks. Let's all cry together.
Yeah. But that did remind me, I almost forgot about a new segment that we're going to do.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
This... I don't have a theme song for it or bumper music or anything.
It's
not
probably
even,
okay.
Not even quite a title for it.
It's going to be just this thing we do.
But it could be Review the Reviews.
Review the Reviews.
Yes. And
I'm strong bad now, apparently.
The way this works is I'm looking at iTunes and looking at reviews that people have left of our podcast in iTunes. And we're going to review them. So most recent comment that we received from someone is from... we received one yesterday. Besides that one. We got one from Mishy. It says, pretty much just awesome. These people are actually...
Mishy.
Wait. She says, these people are actually funny and sincere and clean.
I am sincerely funny.
And that was back in July, so I hope she hasn't...
Who knows if that's changed.
Well, now, let's go behind the story of Mishy.
It's dirty behind the story. Nobody ever sweeps back there.
And there are spiders, giant spiders and zombies waiting to jump out and eat you or blow up.
They're not face. Waiting to eat me. They like me.
So when we go behind the scenes and look at Mishy, we can see what else Mishy likes on iTunes.
Oh.
And she does, or he, she
Ooh, does, you know that.
Does also happen to like Nobody's Listening. Now, Nobody's Listening is not competition to us, or they're not rivals to us, certainly. But let's look at what she said for Nobody's Listening. She said, awesomeness! You have to have a certain amount of immaturity to get the most out of this podcast, but I do. And I laugh every time I listen, which often gets me some weird looks on the bus. My favorite podcast overall, you rock, P.S. Start at the beginning so you get more of the inside jokes. So that's what she said to someone else's podcast. And others, she said, these people are actually funny and sincere and clean. So I don't know if there's a correlation between the two of those, but what we do know about Mishy is immature and likes to ride on the bus.
And laughs.
Yes.
And laughs. And laughs.
Oh, boy. And she gets a lot, she gets a lot of really weird looks from people. So next time you find yourself looking at someone really weird on a bus, and it's some kind of immature person, and you're looking kind of weird.
Raise an eyebrow and say, Mishy?
Are you Mishy? And you might just find a new friend. So that's a preview of this new thing we're going to do, review the reviews, where really it's just a scheme to get more iTunes reviews, but we can also have fun with this. So the way that you get into this is go to cleancomedypodcast.com, click on the subscribe button, and that takes you over to iTunes. Leave a review for us in iTunes, and based on your history, we will stalk you for a few weeks and see what you do on iTunes and learn all sorts of stuff about you. And give you a personality profile back. Like, you know what's really interesting with most of the people who review us in iTunes?
They're all listeners.
Except for one.
They all use iTunes. What?
Yeah, one of them I can tell isn't a listener. there's some kind of correlation between us and zombies. A lot of people who like us also like zombies.
Who really likes zombies, though?
Nobody likes zombies.
Well, then what does that mean? Nobody listens to us. Nobody likes us. People who like us also like zombies. Who likes zombies? Nobody. Logically.
But that's the same people who are listening to the other podcast. Nobody's listening.
So who is this elusive nobody?
It all makes sense now. What goes around, comes around, comes around, comes around, comes around, goes around, comes around.
Do you need me to slap you?
No.
Okay.
But we do need to end this podcast.
Yes.
So check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/80 for the links that we've mentioned in this episode. And you can comment there. Send us your funny stuff to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm like so official. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I don't need a last name, yo.
And I'm Jeremy.
Not that it hasn't been said.
Next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast, that's so meta, and Christian movie reviews with critical thinking, Christian worldview, and more to come. Check it out at noodle.mx as Jeremy pops his knuckles in the microphone as agreement. His knuckles all agree. That's a 10-knuckle rating on noodle.mx.
My knuckles have voices.